It was Monday last week that we spoke to Judy, a listener to 6PR. She was stuck in New South Wales and had been denied entry back into Perth. Well, I think she's still there. And it's starting to cause her some real financial problems because Judy tutors high school kids, and it's pretty hard to do that when they're in Perth and she is in New South Wales. Judy, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Garrett. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me.
No worries. What's happened since we last spoke?
Okay, just by correction, I tutor mainly primary school
children.
I can teach high school, but the point is I can only do it in school time or in school term. Thank you for your intervention last week because there was an investigation into my case, and although the officer acknowledged that I had no money coming in because I had uploaded all my personal bank details and my tax return, acknowledged that I could be trusted to self-quarantine, and acknowledged that I was living in a pretty COVID-free area in the Sutherland Shire where I am at the moment. But he said the process had to go up two more levels. I explained that I had some savings that covered the number of weeks that I couldn't work, and that all those savings also precluded me from getting any state benefits because you have to not have savings to get help from the state government when you lose income. I can't claim loss of income in the January school holidays because I don't actually earn income in the January school holidays. And I'm not eligible for federal help because I am living in another state and it's not this state that's preventing me from work. Okay, just to explain all that.
Yeah.
All of that was explained, but he came back to me told to dig deeper. So he questioned I got the savings. Yes, to dig deeper.
Into what?
Into my financial situation.
For
wanted to know
sake.
Where I got my savings from and what my mother's financial situation was because I'm living with her. So he came back again and said that the two levels, that goes two levels above him, and it was the senior health officer had decided that I was not in any financial hardship because I was living with my mother and she could provide health, food and shelter for me, and dismissed the fact that my savings were for those periods of time which I can't work, which are coming up very shortly. And any school knows that the last weeks of school term, kids don't do any study any work because they're all doing their end of year concerts and graduation.
I just want to stop you there, Judy, because I find it absolutely extraordinary that it's up to a health bureaucrat to make some assessment on your finances and financial capacity before they decide to let you come home to your own home.
I agree. I was gobsmacked. Fortunately, Peter Collier is taking up my case.
Right.
Is trying to.
Well, has he got anywhere?
No, I think it might be tabled in Parliament. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
But I was of the same ilk because how dare you decide that my mother's financial situation, because she's modest income, she's 89. So there's no more income coming in. She can't go out to work. And I'm also nearly 64, and I'm of the age I can't pick up a senior's pension till I'm 67.
Well, you shouldn't have to. Like, this is all just window dressing. I find it all extraordinary. Yeah. Here's the facts. You're a West Australian. You live in Perth. You're in Sydney visiting your elderly mother. You're fully vaccinated, correct?
I am fully vaccinated. And I've also, last week I was fully vaccinated, so I will have had, a week or so of vaccinate, for it to take hold and to increase my rate. And of course, the police were uncomfortable with quarantining. They're not comfortable with people self-quarantining.
You live on your own?
Well, at the moment, I can live on my own. I have my own separate bathroom and bedroom.
Well,
and I'm not married or anything. I don't have a partner.
But there's plenty of people who have come from other states and other jurisdictions who are permitted to quarantine at home. I just find this extraordinary. Is there any pathway forward? Like, when you get your application rejected, do they say, I'll come back to us when? Because, at the moment you said the Sutherland Shire in Sydney is not particularly COVID affected. Well, it seems as though that outbreak's not going anywhere. This could go on for how long? For months? Like, when are you eventually going to be allowed to come back and live in your own home?
Exactly. I can't wait 3 months for 70% of the population to be vaccinated. Right now, I've only got about 10-12 weeks of working life left for this year, you know, while schools are still functioning and children can go to be tutored, because they just do not want to be tutored in the holidays. I can tell you that. Some might, but not my lot.
Right. Well, you know. I just find it extraordinary, Judy. We will raise it up the flagpole again. We will see if we can get anywhere. But the inconsistencies with which this is applied is the thing that gets me. I don't know how you can just indefinitely, or some health bureaucrat can apparently decide whether someone can afford to not live in their own home or not. It is bizarre.
That's right. And the other thing is I have added up every bill I have, you know, normal household bills. I'm talking rates, water rates, you know, the utilities. And I haven't had my tax money saved. Because I'm self-employed, and I'm expected to use that'll all be gone by December.
All right, Judy, we've got to take a break. Keep in touch. Again, we will raise your issue. We'll see if we can get anywhere. Does that sound fair to you? Does it sound right to you? It doesn't to me. 133 882.